Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast kit that you pay more for than it would cost to buy the component parts, but you still have to put together yourself. How does this make sense?
It's like the IKEA effect, you know? That's so, like a real thing.
We're talking Lunchables today. This episode's been a long time coming. I've been wanting to do this forever.
And I have not.
Kate, what are your experiences with Lunchables? What do you know about them? Have you eaten them?
Yeah, I feel like I maybe ate one or two growing up. I don't know.
Do you remember what kind?
No. Maybe, do they have pizza?
Oh yeah, they have pizza.
Okay. Probably pizza then.
Pizza's
but
legendary.
Like, it was something that you'd get excited about like on a field trip. But then I just feel like it never lived up to the hype for me.
Oh, you did? Oh, interesting.
I wasn't like... I would get real excited, and then I'd eat them, and I remember being like, all
right. Right. The marketing worked, but the actual product was not good enough. Well, Kate, most of what I'm about to tell you, I sourced from an article by Joe Pinsker. He wrote it in The Atlantic in 2018. It was called The 30-Year Reign of Lunchables.
Well, thanks, Joe, for your hard-hitting journalism.
Credit where credit's due. Here's the story about Lunchables.
Great.
In the mid-1980s, Oscar Mayer... you know, beloved bologna company. They were seeing that sales of that bologna were down. People weren't buying as much bologna. And I don't know if that's because people were becoming health conscious or they just realized bologna is not good or what.
Okay.
But bologna sales were down. So Oscar Mayer puts together a team to drum up ways to make bologna sales back up.
Why does this feel like the opening of Armageddon? Like, is Steve Buscemi like, on the team?
Is it easier to teach miners to be bologna salesmen or bologna salesmen to be astronauts? I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's what they came up with. They made a little plastic tray, like the one in front of you. Right?
So wasteful.
Super
God,
wasteful.
I hate the 90s.
It's shocking that these are like still popular now because it's got wasteful plastic, bad for you food for children. Like, this is the antithesis of what, you know, like food trends had been about for the last couple years. Anyway. They made this little tray that's compartmentalized, and they put bologna circles in one spot, cheese in another, and crackers in another. And the idea originally was this was for adults who, it's kind of like how you can go to Wawa now and get like a little protein pack with little crackers and peanut butter.
Sure.
It's for adults who are just like a little too busy, which I think is a symptom of a problem with our whole work-life system in America. So you have no time in the morning to like cut your bologna yourself. So you pick this up, you bring it to work, and then you can just sort of quickly assemble and eat it while probably not taking your break from work.
Yeah, this just feels like work till you die, eat your Lunchable.
Yeah.
This is
but
dark beginnings,
they
man.
They didn't end up selling it aimed at adults, although adults, according to this article and maybe some other research I saw, I can't remember where I got everything, but adults do make up like 30% of the market for Lunchables to this day.
But oh, dear God. Why would an adult eat this?
One comment.
Do they hate themselves?
One comment I saw on Reddit while doing all this research was somebody just saying, like, look, I get drunk and go to Wawa at 2 a.m. sometimes and I buy pizza Lunchables. Don't judge me. So I think there's that aspect to it. I don't know.
All right, party boys of the world, call me. Let me know.
Adults who love Lunchables. They're not good for you. Sorry, guys. I don't want to rain on everyone's parade. Anyway, they start market testing this, which is a thing they do, I guess.
Yeah.
And they found that kids liked it more than anyone because the whole building the lunch thing made kids feel like they had some small modicum of freedom. Like, you know, you could choose whether you want to eat the candy first or eat the pizza first or whatever, you know.
Did you eat the candy first?
No, I usually wait it. To this day, I would prefer to eat the real food and then eat the candy. Although,
this is not real
food. I know. In a Lunchable, none of it's real. So they decided to just aim the marketing campaign to children and tried to make up this empowering message. One of the ads from the 90s literally said, like, you have to do what they say all day, but at lunchtime. And then it's like kids making their Lunchables.
Kids just going wild with their Lunchables.
All day, you got to do what they say. But lunchtime is all yours. That's why there's Lunchables Pizza from Oscar Mayer. Make your own. Three real pizza crusts, sauce, all the toppings. No need to heat it, no matter how you eat it. Lunchables brand pizza from Oscar Mayer. Your pizza has arrived.
And
God, the illusion of choice is so messed up, guys.
And
everything is the worst.
It was just to sell bologna. And they also would, in the marketing, say, like, you know, moms, here's one less thing you have to do in the morning for your children.
Why can't the dads make the lunch?
Good point. It immediately sold like gangbusters when it was first put on the market in 1988. But they did receive criticism for the nutrition content, obviously, because it's, to this day, not good for you. Don't read the nutrition facts.
There's a choking warning on this.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, here is a representative, an Oscar Mayer representative in 1994. This was a public statement they made to respond to criticism that they were marketing really bad food to children. Okay. Quote, "This is not some big corporate ploy to fatten up kids. This is what kids want. There are very few kids out there who will eat rice cakes and tofu," end quote. What an adversarial stance to take.
Also, this is what kids want, well, to be fat.
In their defense.
Kids ask for this.
In their defense.
Really, really messed up.
They tried to introduce slightly healthier options later and none of them sold.
Like
so
what?
Well, this isn't that much healthier, but they would take like the candy out and replace it with yogurt. Yogurt's not good for you either, the way it's usually made with like tons of sweetener.
It's got, like, sprinklings in
but,
it.
But no one bought it, so they discontinued it. And on the other side, they tried to make even more unhealthy versions. And those did sell well, but they don't make them
like
anymore.
Lunchables XL?
Yeah, it was like, I forget what they called them, but basically. There was one that I kind of liked as a kid, though, that was like a deep dish pizza. But it was just this weird pillowy crust. The crust we're going to try today is the classic pizza crust, which is like somewhere between hard
like
and soft.
Like an inflated Ritz cracker.
Yes. Like it's like kind of been left out in like on a dewy morning or something.
Oh, God.
But the deep dish pizza was like a little more pillowy. They'd make like sub sandwiches. So, here are some of the past and present varieties. See if any of these ring a bell.
Sure.
Chicken nuggets. I think they call them chicken dunks.
Chicken dunks.
Yep. And they would come with, like, you know, barbecue sauce or whatever.
Oh.
Nachos. We have nachos today. We'll be eating the nachos. Have you ever had the nachos?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're so small.
Know.
It's ridiculous. Pizza in these three varieties. Extra cheesy, which has both yellow and white cheese. I don't think they're different cheeses. I think it's just a coloring. Pepperoni. Did you have the pepperoni cheese or pepperoni pizza?
I think so. Here's my question. I seem to remember the pizza being cold.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, so a couple years ago, Kylie Jenner like posted on social media something about her making Lunchables and like heating them up. And it, the whole, you know, the hive mind of the internet sometimes, like, all get behind one thing. Everybody was like, only psychopaths would ever heat up their Lunchables pizza. At school, you didn't have access to a way to heat it up.
If
yes.
young millennials could just unite on things like voting.
Go vote.
We would be fine.
Instead. They bullied Kylie Jenner about her way she was eating. Why is Kylie Jenner, one, eating a Lunchable? But
Lunchable pizza.
So I agree with you. Thinking about this and this, doing the research, it's like, I understand why they made Cracker Stackers, which was the original Lunchable. I understand the nachos. That's fine. It's got cold cheese, but whatever. But pizza is always eaten hot, except for leftovers the next day. But
listen,
even
a cold pizza, the way it's meant to be eaten, like from the box, from your fridge, delightful.
Well, a cold pizza was hot at one time.
I feel like this takes all the things that are bad about cold pizza, like sense of shame. Like chewy texture that won't leave your mouth.
It's so good. It's so good.
All
it's
right,
it's
just
more
keep
just
reading
like a
so
weird,
that I can end this.
It's more a weird cracker with pizza flavors on it. So, sorry, and the third type of pizza, which is what we're having today, this was my favorite Lunchable. It was originally called Pizza Swirls. They've since renamed it to Pizza and Treatza. Can you describe what you're seeing?
I'm seeing a pizza. And also a dessert pizza.
I'm so hyped. I used to love this little stupid dessert pizza thing. And I wished they had made a package that had just three Treatza pizzas in it. Because right now what you're going to get are two regular cheese pizzas and one chocolate pizzas. Anyway, okay, so those are the pizzas. There were breakfast versions, which had like little waffle dippers, little pancakes, but all like stored in refrigerator temperature and not meant to be heated. Hot dogs and hamburgers, I'm not gonna lie, I liked the little hot dog. They were like pigs in a blanket size hot dogs with little buns, plus little mini sliders. There were tacos, which I also liked, but the sauce came in this disturbing packet, which was this or not sauce, the meat. The meat came in this little packet, you squeezed it out of, and it was not good. Also, room temperature taco meat.
And I just want to hide.
Of course, the Cracker Stacker. So, let's get down to business for our little tasting. So, as far as you know, you've had pizza.
Yeah.
You maybe have had a Cracker Stacker.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd also like to point
Here's
out,
my question.
Yes. Uh-oh. Are you reading
Oh my God. This is so bad for you. One package has 28% of your daily value of sodium.
So also, we have three packages.
Look at
here.
How long the ingredients list is.
Well, there's a lot of components. I don't know why I'm defending Lunchables.
Oh, something called cheese culture.
So between these three Lunchables
we
have here,
a lot of palm oil.
I think we might have more than 100% of sodium.
Oh my god.
So
also,
wait, yes.
I just feel like this runs counter to everything that like a young millennial mom would be into.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, listen, millennials, as we shamble towards our own generation of parenthood, there's things that maybe we want to do differently than our own parents. Like, let Lunchables be one of them.
A lot of millennials have been parents for years.
I know.
We're on the younger end of millennials.
Young millennials are shambling towards parenthood right now. But
single-use plastic tray.
Ugh.
Bad for you ingredients. Just like...
Let me just local.
This isn't locally sourced. So I just want to point out what we have here. Number one, there were two like ways these were packaged. This is the just the tray version. We have a cracker stacker here, turkey and cheddar, which does not include candy, which I find interesting, or a drink.
Okay.
So it's just the tray. The other two we have nachos and we have a pizza and treatza. They are the full box size. I ate more of these than I should have as a kid. I didn't have them every day, certainly, but I definitely ate more than my fair share of Lunchables. And I love every minute of it.
Good for you.
So, let's do it.
Yeah, these were like a treat for me, and there's something about like having a treat that is important. Oh, those turkey circles don't look good.
Here's a problem. I don't think we've ever talked about this in the podcast. We are both vegetarians. So if we're not going to be eating the turkey, I just kind of wanted to
oh my god, the turkey circles are sweaty.
They're, well, of course. I've had these out of the fridge since we started recording a few minutes ago. So
I don't know if I can do this.
Let's just have some cheese and crackers. We're going to have to
skip the
turkey.
This is just cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
This is just...
An overpriced cheese and crackers.
This is just an overpriced... Like, you could... For the price of this, you could buy the ingredients for, like, maybe a decent tiny cheese board.
Absolutely. Here, I'm making you a little charcuterie here.
I don't want any more than this.
Katie has two... Oh, wait a minute. You need to build it. What am I doing?
Yeah, you just took all the IKEA effect out of it for me, as if I was going to love this. This cheese smells vaguely like turkey. This cracker tastes vaguely like motor oil. I'm getting, like, a little... It's not good.
Yeah, something's weird about that cracker. I agree.
Is it the cracker or is it the cheese?
Oh, you're going to have to separate them. Have a bite of each.
Oh, it's the cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really bad.
Yeah, it has like a...
Oh my god, you're still eating it!
Well, I'm eating a cracker now. I got to cleanse my palate. Yeah, it has some sort of strange, like, rubbing alcohol.
Get these out of here.
The cracker's fine. Though you're getting an incomplete experience. Why did you just eat it again? Cracker stackers.
Not good.
Not good. I'm going to tell you right now, as a child, as a rotten, horrible little child, an ungrateful kid, cracker stackers, I would look at me like, why? Even as a kid, you understand that you could just make this easily.
It's just like the cracker is really stuck in my mouth.
I don't mind the cracker. Having a cracker on its own isn't too bad. But yeah, I was miserable about these. I never, ever wanted these as a kid. Let's move on to something good. We're going to go nachos next so we can finish with our treatza.
Great.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that cheese does not look good.
It's still wrapped in plastic. A beverage. When's the last time you had a Capri Sun?
I don't know.
Here's a question. Can you...
Yes.
Sometimes I have punctured
You would put it right through the back, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I've had disasters in the cafeteria.
I always felt like a heart surgeon doing these. Because you gotta really...
Yeah.
It's basically like just doing a cardiac cath.
It is Capri Sun
fruit
punch.
That is not good.
What's it taste like?
It just... It kind of tastes like vaguely medicinal and not at all like fruit.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like, yeah. That's... do you remember the commercials for Capri Sun? Did you
ever
see
them? Like Mercury Children.
Yeah. It was Alex Mack, Terminator 2 kind of vibes.
Oh, get that out of here.
Okay, all right, so very sweet, strange-tasting pouch.
Why is this vaguely greasy?
The outside?
Just everything.
I just kind of like how the Kit Kat is just in the pile of nacho chips.
There's no logic here.
Like
you're trying to apply logic
everything.
To a Lunchable. This Kit Kat I'm going to keep for later. How old is it?
I'm going to say right now, I just bought them last week.
No, I just mean, like, how old is that Kit Kat?
Oh, who knows?
Like, is it from three Halloweens
ago? Are they the leftovers?
Why are these so tiny?
The smell of this package is amazing and very nostalgic. That salsa and cheese is a little spicy. You got your little chips,
right, so
which are...
dip in it?
I mean, these are roughly the size of what? A nickel?
I'd say maybe a quarter.
I would say you should try a plain chip, then try one and then the other. I'll give you my technique before you're done, which was dip a little in the salsa, rotate the chip, dip a little in the cheese so they don't mix, and then you get both on one chip.
Okay.
How's the
chip? I mean, it's a Frito, basically. Yes. It's like the most fried corn chip I've ever had.
It's quite crispy.
Here's some salsa.
You can get a microscopic amount of salsa on it.
Yeah, it's not good.
The salsa is a little sweet. It's definitely not like an artisanal salsa, but we knew that. It's a Lunchable.
I feel like I'm deriving no joy from this.
It's okay. You're not nostalgic about it, you know? This is like, ooh, the cheese is spicy. It's like good movie theater cheese. In a bad, like good, bad movie theater cheese. You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean.
In this quantity, actually, an okay serving of this cheese. It's a very small section.
It's very viscous.
Sure. It's got to stick to your chip. All right. You're pushing it away. Does that mean you're...
I don't want it.
I'm saving this one for... I'm finishing this today.
You're finishing that?
Oh my God, this is delicious. I'm reliving my childhood. Now, luckily, our final Lunchable has...
This is also not good. Get that away.
It has another flavor of Capri Sun.
Thrilling.
All right, go ahead and open this one up.
Oh,
describe
my dear
the
sweet
pizza packaging.
So, the skin on the pizza crust is like very crepey.
It is weird looking. Yeah, the most upper layer of that pizza on top is kind of wrinkled. Not sure what's going on there.
Wow, the smell on this is not good.
It's vaguely doughy.
It smells just like strange yeast. I don't know. All right, so there's some cosmic brownie sprinkles.
I'm so hyped.
And we got some cheese. This cheese is very corporate looking. Look at all that corporate cheese.
Now, one question I was going to have here is, does it come with a little red spreader? I swear that Lunchable pizzas used to come with that little red stick that was also with the handy snacks to spread the sauce, but I don't see it. So maybe
it's kind of like the worst mini pita that you can imagine. And only has been cooked on one side. Oh my God, I just burped and it tasted like a cracker stacker. And I just...
All right, Kate.
But how am I supposed to make this?
So look, you're going to make one... You're just going to squeeze some sauce. Leave half for me, please.
Yes, but...
Onto one pizza.
How am I supposed to do it?
You just kind of squeeze and move around.
Squeeze it and move around? Yeah, like, so how am I supposed to get an even sauce?
I know that. I really thought there used to be a spreader, but I can't tell. Guys, write in. If there was a spreader with Lunchables pizza, let me know. I might be mixing up my
snacks.
Like
the Mandela effect. The pizza sauce has so much sugar. Like, what is this?
Okay, don't read the ingredients.
It is 52% of your daily sugar intake. I cannot believe you're drinking that of your own accord.
Fruit punches, so. It's very nostalgic. I know it's not good for me. But this is bringing me back.
There's nothing...
How did we survive childhood?
...about childhood that I want to relive less than my food choices. Like, as an adult with my own income and, like, my own decision-making power, I'll admit, I don't always make the best food decisions. But to console myself, I can say I've never freely chosen a Lunchable.
Well, that's where you and I differ.
The cheese is a non-event.
It's like almost flavorless?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It just tastes like rennet. How do I eat it?
Now, I'd like to point out, I know this is an audio-only episode, the difference between your pizza and my pizza. Your pizza is well-proportioned, not too much of anything. Can you describe my pizza?
Your pizza? Oh my God, I just burped again. Oh. Oh, God. My body's rejecting this food. Your pizza looks like it was made by a computer simulation designed to create a pizza, but like one part of the code was not written right.
Wow. You ready?
So I'm just supposed to eat it now?
Take a little bite, sure. See what you think.
It's just like if you made a pizza English muffin, but did absolutely nothing to it. Like for me, the pizza English muffin is like the lowest common denominator of food where you're just like at the bottom of your fridge and you have nothing. And you're just like, I guess I'll make this pizza English muffin. But you don't heat up the muffin, nor do you toast the cheese.
Do you use a sauce that has any redeeming qualities.
It just tastes like desperation to me.
I'm getting some sort of herb taste from the sauce. I just don't know what's seasoning. Is it oregano? Can you taste that?
I think there might be. Let's read the ingredients. There might be some dried basil in here.
Something like that.
Water, tomato paste, sugar, contains less than 2% of food starch modified, garlic powder, salt, onion powder, spice, citric acid, dried basil, sea salt, sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate, which are both added as preservatives, xanthan gum, and something called natural flavor.
It's the basil. I'm definitely getting basil. I'd like to point out, I have finished mine. You have taken two small bites.
I just don't know.
I can say, at least as far as my memory is concerned right now, this has not changed one bit. This is a weird time machine. It tastes exactly the way I remember it, which is not amazing, but in a world of what else you could be eating in the school cafeteria, if you're a kid who doesn't know any better and doesn't appreciate food, maybe because of this, this is a pretty great treat.
Like, I know that people listening to this episode are going to be like, oh my god, she's such a snob. Guys, this isn't good. Oh. They what? Have to call it chocolate-flavored frosting. It's like when you, instead of getting ice cream, you get something called like a frozen dairy dessert. This is not appetizing as it comes out. I just want to tell you.
It does look like an evil slug.
It's like vaguely brown, but also kind of eggplant colored. And it stretches in a strange way.
I wonder if this had sat in your lunch bag or box all day.
Is this made with...
It would have come up to room temperature.
Sustainably sourced cocoa,
certainly do you think? Not. I don't think it's made with any cocoa whatsoever. I would like to point out, you left about a quarter
it
of
It is
the,
completely covered
chocolate
in chocolate
chips.
Chips
in the package. I'm impressed with your
This is an
restraint.
Inedible amount of chocolate chips right now.
Okay, take a bite. All see right. If my favorite...
Good God.
One of my favorite childhood desserts is any good to your palate. You look like you're in pain.
I am in pain. First, can we talk about, are you qualifying this dessert as your one of your favorite desserts?
Absolutely. It was largely psychological, but yeah.
Including all homemade desserts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Your mom makes the best Oreo cheesecake ever
She did not make that when I was a child. She started making that after
when
I moved
out.
Yeah.
She was like, ooh, we gotta keep this one. Let me start making my Oreo cheesecake. That Oreo cheesecake is among the best things I have ever tasted. And
it's
you're
really
saying...
Okay, I never had that as a child.
Let's be clear here. Are saying that this deflated pita item, this thing that tastes like what I imagine neutral skin would taste like. Like if you just sloughed all the skin off of someone who had never used soap or lotion and then ate it. That's what this tastes like.
The religious experience of building it really weighed in on my decision making. And there were definitely times where I spread out the chocolate onto two of the three pizzas just to get more dessert pizzas.
The chocolate part just, it tastes like, let's just taste a chocolate by itself. Oh, it's extremely viscous.
Oh, wow, it's not even coming off the pizza
I
on your finger.
It and it is not.
It won't cooperate.
Sort of much like the cheese, the chocolate is a non-event. It's just sugar. There's no real chocolate flavor to it there.
Right. Well, it's not stopping you from going back for another
bite. I'm going back for another bite so I can criticize.
As a journalist, sure, you like it.
When you chew the pizza crust, it becomes kind of the texture of like wet tissue paper or a wet stocking.
You know, you're saying this while I'm chewing. It's not changing my mind. It tastes kind of good.
Well, this was physically painful.
I think a lot of desserts that have a sort of bready component, the bread is sweetened to go along with the dessert elements. But since this isn't, I think it provides a good counterbalance to the sweeter stuff on top.
I just think, for the amount that you pay for a Lunchable,
mm-hmm.
you could have a much more enjoyable lunch. Prepared with love by someone. Yeah, there's nothing remotely sustainable about it, or really even nutritious.
The amount of garbage in front of us right now, which I'm going to hope is recyclable at least.
I doubt it.
It's recyclable number 7. So, you're saving that Kit Kat for later, huh? So, Kate, Lunchables...
Not a win for me. You're going to have to finish all these on your own.
Well, there's not much left. All that's left is some weird tasting cheese.
No,
I ate all the crackers. It's the turkey circles, which we don't eat.
You should throw those at like a fox or something.
That's a really bad idea. The pizza is completely gone, and I'm going to eat those nachos. Not going to lie. Those are going to be great.
Sounds great.
So, yeah, I personally would never go out of my way to buy these again because I do care about my eating habits. I don't know if the few things we've eaten on this show clearly don't make that evident. But even though the pizzas were enjoyable on mostly a nostalgic level. I like you said, I'd much rather just make a pizza. Yeah. I can't do that at work, but I don't want to. I also don't want to be seen eating a Lunchable at work as a grown man. But the nacho's pretty good. But
I'm
again,
I'll buy you a hot plate. You can make hot pizza at work.
Thank you. Or I could heat up my Lunchables pizza. What I was going to say earlier when we were talking about Kylie Jenner, but I got sidetracked. There were times where I had a Lunchable and I was home for the summer and I heated up the pizzas in the microwave just a little. It says how to do it on the package somewhere. It's like 10 seconds.
All right, everybody. And it was send okay. your Lunchables pizza hate to notstalgia@AOL.com.
I prefer it cold, but I tried it as a kid a couple times. The cheese melts.
But like, if you were on a field trip, you couldn't do that.
No, but it depends where you're going. Maybe the bus is so hot. Oh, maybe. You could just.
Or if you could get like a magnifying glass and like focus the sun on the pizza.
Exactly. All right. So we have a lot of separating to do to get our recyclables here. But yeah, I'm in no rush to ever buy these again. Not even at 2 a.m. at Wawa.
Do you promise?
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many times I've passed these at the store planning to do this episode, but what stopped me is the Treatza was always sold out. I'm talking, we've been doing this podcast for like 2+ years now. Finally, it was in stock the other day, and that's how this happened. I snatched it up when I saw it. That's why I did that. And unfortunately, one, we don't eat meat, so we couldn't try all of them, but the other big ones from childhood are no longer in existence, like the hot dogs.
The hot dogs, the tacos. Just sounds so gross.
All right,
get me some tofu and rice cakes, please.
It's coming right up. Tell us what to eat next, what nostalgic treats that they still make that we can get and relive a little bit.
I'm going to take a couple days off from eating them, though.
There's a box of Gushers in there for a future episode. you can do that at our email, like Katie said, notstalgia@AOL.com. You can send us a voice message. That's the best way because we can play it in the episode. By going to this episode's description on your podcast player and clicking the link that says Get in Contact, send us a message. Go to our website, www.nostalgia.org, to find links to all our social media and past episodes like Dunkaroos and Captain Crunch, other foods we've tried. Thanks for listening.
Oh my God, stop licking the chocolate.
How about peanut butter for lunch?
How about pizza swirls?
New Lunchables pizza swirls. Tasty pizza crusts you can top yourself, even with
chocolate frosting.
Lunchables, make fun of lunch.
I'll be right down.